Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and when it comes to business matters, the key agenda item will be a first quarter budget review from the CAO's office. The presentation will note that Measure Z has exceeded forecasts so far this fiscal year, and through October 17th, more than $1.5 million was received. The current budget forecast for the rest of the fiscal year is positive, with a projected general fund balance of $6.3 million that includes some $700,000 in one-time revenue from bonds issued in 2004. The board will also hear a presentation and discuss any future action regarding the closing of the Garberville Veterans Hall. Public Works has closed the building due to significant maintenance issues, including mold, hazardous materials, roofing and heating and cooling system problems. The search for five people wanted in connection with the suspected murder of 35-year-old Jeff Settler at his remote property north of Laytonville continues. Authorities have issued a be on the lookout for a Volkswagen Golf with Virginia license plates and have named a New Jersey man, Zach Worcester, as the person who actually killed Settler. Detectives believe the suspects killed Settler for about 100 pounds of processed marijuana and then fled the scene, and they may have fled the area entirely. In addition to Worcester, four other people, Fred Gastelp from New Jersey, Gary Blank and Gary Fitzgerald from Illinois, and Amanda Weist of Virginia, were named. It was in her car they are believed to have fled the scene. All five remain at large. Jordan Christmas has news from the CHP.
The California Highway Patrol responded to a hit-and-run collision at Lake Earl Drive just north of Purdy Lane in Del Norte County early Saturday morning. A 2008 Chevrolet station wagon was headed south on Lake Earl when the driver allowed the vehicle to leave the roadway and collided with a power pole within the west shoulder. The driver left his vehicle at the crash site and fled the scene on foot. Officers responded to the scene in the north and southbound lanes of the area were shut down all Saturday morning, as there were power lines hanging just above the roadway. The driver remains at large.
Thank you, Jordan. The Fortuna Police Department arrested two people on Sunday evening after they served a probation search warrant at a residence on School Street. Officers arrested Alexander Church and Katrina Lane at the scene. Both were arrested on outstanding felony warrants. Church answered the door and was detained immediately, but it wasn't until officers made an extensive search of the residence that they discovered Lane hiding under the house with her two children, and access to that area under the house had been cut into the floor. Officers recovered suspected stolen property from a break-in at a Fortuna restaurant, two handguns, both stolen, along with other stolen property. Both Church and Lane were booked into county jail, and the children were turned over to a family member. High tides and much higher than normal surf continue along the local coast as a combination of a new moon and a series of rainstorms impact the region. The Weather Service has issued a flood warning as those astronomically high tides roll in, and they will flood low-lying areas, particularly in King Salmon and Arcata. Visitors to local beaches, docks, and jetties should exercise caution, and a series of rainstorms throughout the week will add to the minor flooding. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The final vote count from last week's election won't be done for another 10 days or so, but the arguments and debates that surround an election never stop. When you're someone whose livelihood revolves around your ability to construct a cogent and factual argument, you tend to apply that standard to other areas of life. District Attorney Maggie Fleming spoke about her upbringing and the dinner table debates that taught her the basics of a sound argument.
You could talk about anything at the dinner table. And so there was very heated discussion sometimes around the area of politics or issues that Oakland was facing, whatever it may be. And it was sometimes very trying, but always very interesting. But what I always appreciated was it had to have some sort of factual basis. People weren't allowed to just express opinions that couldn't be challenged.
Fleming said that preparation has carried over to her work in the courts, and that she wins a case not based on passion or rhetoric, but on supporting facts and evidence.
I think that's helped me because that's something I really understand about sometimes the presentation in a courtroom. You get to the end of it and you go, okay, that was very passionate, but what are the underlying facts and law that support that position? And I just think that's always sort of a good sort of rule to remember when you're in particularly political debates.
You can listen to DA Maggie Fleming talk dinner table debates and other topics on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.